Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the Word audio devotional. Today's topic in our What's in a Name series is Yahweh Nisi Part 5, a recap of the strategy. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Exodus chapter 17 and verse 12. When Moses' hands grew tired, they took a stone and put it under him and he sat on it. Aaron and Hur held his hands up, one on one side, one on the other, so that his hands remained steady till sunset. So Joshua overcame the Amalekite army with the sword. The last phrase of our anchor scripture says, "And Joshua overcame the Amalekite army with the sword." We have seen in the last few days how Joshua's fighting was just a shadow of what went on the mountain. Before we go into a discussion of the actual name of God, Yahweh Nisi, let's attempt to do a quick recap of the strategy Israel used to gain victory. Remember that this was an unlikely victory. Israel had come out of captivity untrained and unprepared for war. The Amaleks had come upon them unexpectedly. They were tired from their journey and now they had to face a well-formed, experienced army. The Bible says that Israel gained the victory. How? 1. They had a leader who understood that the real battle would be lost or won in the spiritual. To me, this is by far the most important lesson in this scripture. Yes, there was a physical element to the battle, but the victory was won in the spiritual. You may be seeing the best doctors, your victory will come from God. You may be studying for all the right courses, but your positioning and right path of destiny will come from God. You may be doing all the right things as a parent, but the true destiny of that child will be won or lost in the secret place. The spiritual is more important than the physical. 2. Even if you are praying, show up. Yes, the destiny of the child is in the hands of God, but train them up in the way of God anyway. Do the physical and do it with excellence, but understand that the spiritual is more important and never rely on your own abilities. 3. Don't fight battles alone. Have Aaron's and hers by your side. Prayerfully connect with genuine prayerful believers who would hold your hands up in prayer when the battle lingers. Not believers who will talk about your problems or share your issues with people, but people who have proved to be true Christian brothers and sisters who understand the principle of prayer. More importantly, become intimate with the person of the Holy Spirit. Cultivate the ability to hear his voice and to speak to him at all times. He is the greatest helper you can ever have. And 4, in summary, go up the hill, have support, and show up. Victory is yours, child of God. You will overcome. In the next episode, we will speak about the actual name of God, Yahweh Nisi. Until then, God bless you. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word today. Please continue to take all the glory, Almighty God, in Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.